world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The size of personal payment checks is in play as the Senate debates the next coronavirus relief bill.
Four GOP senators are proposing less money for adults, but more per child in the next relief bill. The proposal comes from Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Steve Daines of Montana, Marco Rubio of Florida, and Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Under the bill, both adults and children would receive stimulus payments of $1,000. Adult dependents would also get a $1,000 check. They say the goal is to focus coronavirus relief on families. Bob Agnew reporting.
At a press briefing this afternoon at the White House, President Trump says he wants to see the benefits extended.
I'm asking Congress to pass additional legislation to support Americans in need. First, we want a temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic through no fault of their own.
Correspondent George Bonzani's listing the many accolades former presidential candidate Herman Cain had during his long career.
In a tweet, President Trump lauded Herman Cain's incredible career. A Morehouse College graduate, Cain earned an MA from Purdue, served in the U.S. Navy as a civilian, and climbed the business ladder, first with Coca-Cola, then Pillsbury, notably reviving Pillsbury's Godfather pizza chain. Cain challenged the Clinton-era health proposals, served in the mid-90s as a director of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, and made sojourns into politics with a senatorial run in 2004, then his 2012 presidential bid. Cain was an ardent supporter of President Trump, and the president had briefly considered naming him to the Fed. The president called him a powerful voice of freedom and all that is good, adored by everyone that ever met him, especially me. George Bonzani reporting.
Cain died today of COVID-19 at the age of 74. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Protests against
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's second special legislative session won't start before tomorrow or possibly into the weekend. A spokesperson for Governor Sisolak says once he feels confident the session is ready to begin, he'll issue the proclamation. The second session is expected to deal with policies to help stabilize local businesses while protecting workers. A Metro Police lieutenant has died after battling the coronavirus. Lieutenant Eric Lloyd has been with Metro for nearly 30 years, serving as president of the Injured Police Officers Fund since 2004, coordinating fundraising efforts for wounded officers and their families. He passed away yesterday at UMC He was 53. Sheriff Joe Lombardo said the department was a better agency for having Eric. Lloyd's wife, Mindy, also contracted COVID-19, has been released from the hospital. He is survived by Mindy, 2 daughters, and 5 grandchildren. Most businesses require an employee with COVID-19 to test negative before they can return to work. Turns out they may not be needed. The Southern Nevada Health District now says it no longer recommends people who tested positive for COVID-19 to be tested again.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on the Beltway right now, eastbound at Eastern. The westbound on-ramp there is blocked, and so is the left shoulder, so keep that in mind, 215 east at Eastern. Also, moderate flows, 215 eastbound at the airport connector and 215 west at Valley Verde.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Just after 4 o'clock, 4:07 on this Thursday afternoon, inching ever closer to the weekend. Kevin Wall with you. Our brand new home, our brand new show on AM 670 KMZQ. We are honored to have, for the first time on this portion of the show, Adam Laxalt. He is the former Attorney General of the state of Nevada. He ran for governor, and he is the Nevada co-chair for the Trump 2020 campaign. Adam, it's been a while. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Congratulations on the new platform.
Absolutely love it, and it's still got the new program smell to it. So we like that. We like that. Let me just ask you. We've had chaos in our streets in Chicago, in New York, in St. Louis, in Baltimore, more recently in Seattle and in Portland. As a former attorney general, this is right up your alley. Why won't these states rein in the mob?
Well, it's perfectly simple. This is leftism in action. And unfortunately, I know we fought it here in Nevada, the far left wants to do things like defund the police, and even those that aren't going to go that far, they want to take away all the tools for law enforcement to be able to protect people. They want no bail. They don't want any riot control. They want, officers basically to allow this sort of chaos to carry on. And so when they live in this fiction that there's nothing but peaceful protests going on, this is what you can expect. You can also expect out of very liberal prosecutors that are turning a blind eye to criminal actions, and they just refuse to prosecute these people and get them off the street. And this won't be any surprise to your listeners probably, but it's breaking news for unfortunately some on the left. There are some truly bad people out there that want to inflict danger on innocent people, and these people need to get them off the streets. And so they just don't share that mentality, and so the American public, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately for the choice we have in 2020, have to see this is what liberalism run amok in law enforcement policy looks like.
Adam, as a former AG, would you have welcomed federal help? Unlike what we've seen in state after state after state, Democrat state, by the way, where they said, we don't want the feds, send them home.
Well, I mean, I would go a step back, which is the moment that I thought there was serious unrest in one of our, we have only two major metro areas in this state, we would have used the National Guard, we would have used state police, we would have used whatever law enforcement we needed to keep the streets safe. We would have allowed, of course, for peaceful protesters, and I spoke about this when we were facing our problems many weeks ago, that there was no reason on earth to not do curfews and to confine the protesting to the daylight hours and simply keep the streets safe. And so this is all about political will. And you have to believe in your police. You have to give them the tools to keep our community safe. And liberal politicians simply keep handcuffing our police. And so these jurisdictions could clean their streets up by themselves instantly. But to your direct question, if somehow we didn't have the resources and things were so bad that giving the police the authority to do what they needed to keep our streets safe, we still needed federal law enforcement, the answer is of course. It's a no-brainer, and no sane leader wouldn't ask for the help of federal law enforcement. Nancy Pelosi called these people stormtroopers. You see that Biden and all these folks are acting like these fathers and mothers and lifelong law enforcement people that have simply committed their lives to keeping our streets safe. They're treating them like they're, you know, violent fascist enforcers for the president. It is just outrageous is not a big enough word to describe it.
This has been one of those wealth of riches days on this program. We were just on the phone about 20 minutes ago with Stephen Miller, the senior advisor for policy to the president, and he said his understanding of the deal in Portland, according to what the administration is saying, is that they're not going to take any of those federal agents out of there until there is peace in the streets. Is that a reasonable way of operating?
So I saw the news flash yesterday morning that said a deal was reached and federal law enforcement is leaving. And I immediately was speaking to somebody. I said, well, there's no way they're going to abandon the federal courthouse. And it appears that that's exactly what's going on. And so, of course, they're not going to let these rioters burn down a federal courthouse. And, you know, what makes this all so confusing is the federalism aspect of law enforcement. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the president can protect federal assets, the DHS and other federal law enforcement agencies. That is where they can act without being invited in. And so I'm sure it confuses a lot of people of, why don't they just shut it all down? Well, they need local partners to be able to actually police non-federal assets. That's why you saw the U.S. Attorney in Nevada prosecute. By the way, no one has been prosecuted for the riots in this state by state or local prosecutors. It took a federal prosecutor, and he prosecuted someone for destruction of federal property. And so we should be holding our electeds accountable for not locking people up for violence and anarchy. It's really a, if we didn't live in the most bizarre time of news misinformation where they're perpetrating this myth that all we have are peaceful protests and that somehow the violence in the streets is a right-wing imagination. I'm sure every listener, and fortunately, hopefully, most Americans have now at least seen on Facebook or some other social media outlet, there is violence, and it is going on, and it is absolutely crazy, and it's something we shouldn't accept in our great country.
Again, joining us, Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general and the current Nevada co-chair for Trump 2020. Can you give us a 95 days out snapshot of where we are in this presidential election, in particular here in Nevada? What are you seeing? You're talking to a lot of people. Give me what it looks like 95 days out.
Well, let me first say that I believe that this is said every election. In fact, I'm sure I said it heading into 16, but I believe this is the most important election we've ever faced. We have laid bare before us a stark, stark contrast. It's far bigger than Trump versus Biden, and I I guess, encouraged. I hate that we're going through it, but I'm encouraged by how many people that I speak to of all walks of life and all partisan stripes that are truly scared of where this is all going. They're truly scared of what our country could look like just a year from now if Biden were to win and they were to win the Senate and the House. In fact, the president, former President Obama, just said today at a funeral, I might add, that, you know, they should break the filibuster, they should give D.C. statehood and Puerto Rico statehood. You've probably treated your listeners to the litany of the parade of horribles, but I could tell you they're real. And I remember running in 18 when I said, if we have a Democrat governor and two Democrat houses, there's a lot of bad things that are going to happen in Nevada, and we're going to start looking like California very quickly. And plenty of media outlets and bloggers all said that I was being hyperbolic. Well, we know I wasn't being hyperbolic about our state or our country. Unfortunately, there is no moderate Democrats left. They're beholden to their base, and the radical agenda that they've been pushing for years and years, we could see in just 2 years huge portions of that being implemented in our country. And some of it will be irreversible. So I think what's going on with the electorate is there's no question the president had a pretty solid dip going back many weeks, but the public has had time to digest this larger contrast. They've had a chance to see the defund the police movement and the violence in the streets, and I just think that they have a much keener understanding of just how dangerous the leftists agenda can be. And what we've seen in Nevada, and I'm reliably told we've seen in other swing states, is that things have tightened up considerably. And so the president is back within the margin of error. We feel very good about the campaign. And to contrast 2020 with 2016, your listeners may remember that we had a sitting Republican governor that would not support the president. We had senators and congressmen and state electeds. People would simply not support the president. And that was very, very hurtful in 16, because we do need unity to be able to help carry the president across the line. We also had a pretty sparse campaign team. And at the time, because Trump was such a unique candidate, he didn't have a lot of fundraising support. All those things are different this go-round. He has unprecedented fundraising. We have the largest campaign team in this state that we've had in recent times. And so for your listeners who don't know what a campaign team can do, you know, a real ground game can mean 2 to 4 points. So the president lost by 2.5 points in 16. We have a real ground game now that should make a difference, should get more of our voters out, should help to persuade some of the persuadable people. And, we feel like, we're starting to get into the home stretch where people are going to finally be able to choose between two visions for America. And one of these days, we're actually going to get to see Biden. And, all jokes aside about Weekend and Bernie's and the odd things that we see him say, the public is still not seeing enough of that. He is still not out front and center as the opponent against Donald Trump. And so you can guarantee that when that happens, he's going to lose a handful of points. And people are going to be shocked at the state he's in right now. And then we're just an absolute dog race right till the finish. It's going to be close election here, and I believe in our swing states across the country.
And in our final minute, got to ask you, I was crushed that we're not going to be able to go to the Corley Ranch. I almost thought of calling you and seeing if I could just go up there for the day anyway and just hang out at the Corley Ranch. It's so much fun. It's so beautiful. But you had to cancel the bass fry for this year.
Well, we were going to have the biggest bass fry we've ever had. And I didn't know exactly how to read that, whether people were just dying to get out, or whether people were just super motivated, or whether it was just a great list of speakers. But we were going to have thousands of people. And it was just so unfortunate to have to make that decision. But in the end of the day, our governor has been so erratic and so inconsistent. As I said then, We faced exactly what businesses are facing all across the state. Schools are facing it now, which is if leadership won't give a consistent standard and stick with it, then no one can work around that. And so, you know, there were threats of fines and there were permits that were being granted and then pulled. And in the end of the day, it was too hard to tell whether or not, you know, law enforcement was going to roll in there and try to arrest 65-year-old ladies that were attending the Corley Ranch. And so we were just crestfallen to have
trust,
to pull the plug.
Hey, trust me, Adam, you made the right call. You made the safe call for the safety of Nevadans. Thank you so much, man. It's always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon. And
I look forward to it.
Thank you for all you do. Adam Laxalt, joining us, the former Attorney General of Nevada. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hello, I'd like to share a valuable resource as we respond to COVID-19. Our residents have come together to support each other during this challenging and quickly changing situation. And I encourage Nevadans to stay up to date with reliable information by calling 211 or visiting the Nevada Health Response website at nvhealthresponse.nv.gov, where you can find guidance and resources to make informed decisions to protect yourself, your family, and the Silver State. On the website, there are updates about proactive measures to keep Nevadans informed and prepared. Together, we can keep our communities safe, strong, and together, we will overcome the challenges we face. So please call 211 or visit the website at nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. Thank you to everyone for supporting your neighbors, working together, and staying home for Nevada.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, 5:05, we'll be joined by Kimberly Guilfoyle. If you don't remember her from Fox News, she is now the girlfriend of Don Jr. She is also the national chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee. And we'll talk about the race. What are we now? 95 days, I believe, is what it is. 95 days away from an election. We think now the president's come out and said, well, maybe we might have to delay the election. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, they both say, no. The Constitution prescribes, you know, this sort of stuff. Anyway, we'll find out how that goes. One of the things I'm going to do, though, 95 days in fact, I asked Stephen Miller for a kind of a 30,000 feet, 95 days out snapshot of what this election is going to look like. And I want to find out, you know, we've talked with some really smart guys today. And we're going to talk to a smart lady coming up in just a few minutes. But I want to find out from you. I mean, we've talked to David Bossy, Stephen Miller, the senior advisor for policy to the president, Adam Laxalt, the former AG, and a guy that should have been governor. I mean, you want to talk about you know, how these elections have consequences? It really does. But I want to find out from you what you think. 95 days out, and what this election looks like. To me, it's an election of choices. The American people and the people of Nevada are going to have an opportunity to choose. What kind of world do they want to live in? Do they want to live in the Democrat socialist type of world, or do they want to live in Trump world, where you know, essentially, you know, the economy is better. You know, social justice means everybody is treated fairly. Tell you what, let's go to Richard. Richard, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Mr. Wall.
It's Kevin. It's Kevin. Please don't call me Mr. Wall. You're making me feel 90.
And I would like to know if Carson City sends the U.S. Congress an annual property tax bill for the 87% of the land that they own in our state. And if Carson City does not, when will they send a bill in arrears for those tax payments, including interest and penalties for the last 50 or 100 so years? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. I have the hiccups.
Okay. No problem. No problem. I've never heard that idea, but if they do own 87% of the land, you know, if should we send a bill to BLM? No. You know what I love about this program? Our listeners, that means you, are so incredibly smart, so incredibly astute. You know, we always, you know, we talked in 2016 about how there were all these deplorables. These deplorables are you. That's what's amazing. That's what's friggin' amazing about this, is that the people that listen to this show and shows like it, this is incredible. What we get from people like you on a daily basis on this show, I absolutely love it. This is what this show is all about. Name brand guest, David Bossy, the president of Citizens United. He was the deputy campaign manager for Trump 2016. Stephen Miller, senior advisor for policy to the president. He sits there in the West Wing with the president on a daily basis. Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general. Kimberly Guilfoyle, she'll be coming up top of the hour, God willing. Kimberly